physical condition. In a statement, a Walmart spokesperson said, "Violence like this is unacceptable. Our thoughts are with those who were injured, and we're thankful for the swift action of first responders. No motive has been determined." An American Airlines plane about to take off from Denver had to be evacuated because of a problem with the plane's landing gear. This man was on board and described what happened.
"We were about to take off from Denver to Miami, and during the speed up, when the plane almost took off, we heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good."
President Trump's in Scotland this weekend, a trip with two big things on the agenda, trade talks and golf. White House correspondent Weisha Zhang is there.
President Trump teed off with his son Eric and the U.S. ambassador to Britain at his luxury golf resort in Turnberry, Scotland. At the same time, hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the U.S. consulate in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh.
"Even though he has Scottish roots, he's a disgrace to us."
The hunger crisis has worsened in Gaza, the BBC's Hugo Bachego reports.
Aid agencies are warning of mass starvation in Gaza because of the restrictions on the entry and distribution of supplies imposed by Israel. Even some of Israel's allies are blaming it for this crisis. Israel rejects the allegations, but under growing pressure, it has now announced it has resumed the airdrop of aid and says humanitarian corridors are to be created for UN convoys to deliver food and medicine. But with acute malnutrition rising and hunger spreading, for some, any help will probably arrive too late.
Thousands gathered at families' first rallies across the country today demanding protections for federal assistance in the wake of recent cuts to programs like Medicaid. Nicole Jorwick is with Caring Across Generations and was out on the National Mall in Washington.
"We're doing it on the heels of the most historic cut of nearly $1 trillion to the program. And so many families rely on it, disabled people, seniors."
She said they held a 60-hour vigil because next week marks the 60th anniversary of the passage of Medicaid and Medicare. Thousands were rallying all across the country today. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
"Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us."
"Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in."
"You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it."
"There's always a trade-in."
"Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for car."
"That's okay."
"I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer. It's lavender."
"I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine."
"Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car."
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
The Postal Service just celebrated its 250th birthday.
It just released a commemorative stamp featuring Benjamin Franklin, the nation's first postmaster general, a modernized version of the nation's first 5-cent stamp. The Postal Service was launched nearly a year before the colonies broke from British rule. President George Washington was featured on the first 10-cent stamp. The 76th Postmaster General, David Steiner, started his new role last week. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
An app that lets women discuss the men they date has been hacked. It's called T. Women post possible red flags about the men they've met on popular dating apps like Tinder and Bumble, gives the ladies a place to get the tea and vet the men before they commit to meeting in person. T says the app's been breached, exposing thousands of selfies and photo IDs of its users. The company says, though, no email addresses or phone numbers were accessed. It's now working with cybersecurity experts to secure its systems. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70, a slight storm chance. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Currently at 75 degrees.
You could say. my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. So we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another.
question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to find out.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Jesus! Oh,
Mama told me,
mama told me,
mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told me, mama told
WRJN.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Thank you.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Don't have to be alone. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not great people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Who finds the money when you pay the rent? not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572. WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later.
Just let it ride. will there come a day? I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A man went on a mass stabbing rampage at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. CBS's Heather Bosch with details.
A 42-year-old Michigan resident went into a Walmart store in Garfield Township and started stabbing people with a folding knife, apparently at random. That's according to the Grand Traverse County Sheriff, who says a deputy was on scene within minutes, the suspect taken into custody.
11 people were wounded. 6 are said to be in critical condition. Passengers had to be evacuated from an American Airlines plane.